Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. And here to help us is Andy Owens, managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. Andy, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
What's showing up on your radar today?
Well, one thing that we've been noticing more and more as we travel across the state is the number of electric vehicles that seem to be pretty much everywhere, along with the vehicle infrastructure, too. Teslas are perhaps the most distinctively noticeable electric vehicles because they have that design and branding that gets a lot of press. But there are also a lot of Nissan Leaf and Chevy Bolts out there, too, and some plug-in hybrids. A lot of companies, parking garages, and even some government agencies have also been installing systems so visitors can recharge while they park. But it made us wonder, what's the actual impact on the retail vehicle market and kind of the ripple effects that they might have on the South Carolina economy? And it turns out that even if you think you're seeing a lot of electric vehicles on the road, South Carolina has one of the lowest adoption rates, according to data from the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. And so that's not to say it's not increasing. Right now, we've only got 2017 numbers, but from 2016 to 2017, South Carolinians purchased 19.8% more electric vehicles compared to the previous year. But even with that nearly 20% increase, electric vehicles only represent 0.27, less than 1% of vehicle ownership in the state. So the data shows some pent-up demand with 20%, and that typically means there's some opportunity.
Well, you mentioned infrastructure, and there's certainly, I know, a lot of anxiety out there about range on how far an electric car can go, even with 200 and 300-mile Teslas and Chevy Bolts out there. People still, they're just concerned about being able to get some more juice, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every time we talk to someone, that's the number one concern is, am I going to be left on the side of the road with my electric vehicle? You know, Tesla's done a good job of putting charging stations in different parts of the state, and you can find several of them, and they're planning to build one in Charleston, we've been told. But if you don't have one close to you or you're trying to find a place to plug in, you're just limited options. It's not like gas stations that are on every corner. And that's still one of a very large obstacle. I mean, we're a small state, so you could conceivably get across our state with one charge.
What else is showing up on your radar?
Speaking of cars, Volvo Cars in Berkeley County has started exporting the S60 sedans to Europe. And those are the ones that are manufactured in South Carolina. So we were out at the plant near Ridgeville. The company got everything in place to begin production. And in September, they hit their full stride. And so now the automaker expects to produce nearly 50,000 vehicles at its South Carolina plant this year. More than half of those cars will be exported to 93 different countries. Initial exports are going to be heading to Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and Australia. But what I found interesting is with the ongoing trade dispute, the S60s are not going to be exported to China. And part of that has to do with the tariff battles between the U.S. and China. And, you know, Volvo officials have been very vocal that they want the back and forth on the tariff stand. And what might be noteworthy to remember is that Volvo is based in Sweden, but the company is owned by Geely Holding Group, which is based in China.
So, yes, that is interesting. China cannot export their own cars back to China.
Exactly.
Andy, how's that event calendar looking for our business community?
In Columbia, on March 12th, ECPEI University is hosting a Palmetto State job fair at the Metropolitan Convention Center, and that's to connect business and industry with prospective employees. They expect to have about 100 companies out there. That's on March 12th, and on April 4th, a little bit later, BMW is holding a supplier diversity conference in Greenville. And the company's tried to make inroads into increasing the diversity of its supply chain over the past 7 years, and it's done that with this conference. Also, you know, looking a little bit further away in North Charleston, the North Charleston Business Expo is set for May 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Now, hundreds of exhibitors are going to be on hand, and there's going to be a B2B matchmaking event and a luncheon with the region's mayors who's going to kick it off, and that's going to be in May.
Andy, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoyed it.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, a company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.